Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Neutral Partisan Report. Today, I wanted to comment upon a new piece of research that's come out about a week ago regarding the BLM protests, specifically in the United States, and their connection to the COVID-19 cases and their contagion rate and all of that, which I think is very interesting. This is probably going to be a one-off video. It's not something I really want to focus on reporting on this channel, but I thought it's gotten to a point where I think, in my personal opinion anyway, that the narrative about the whole coronavirus has become absurd. And I'll explain why I believe that in just a second. And yeah, without further ado, let's get right into it. So the paper was published by the National Bureau of Economic Research in Massachusetts, and it's entitled Black Lives Matter Protests, Social Distancing and COVID-19. Now, I'll leave a link to this in the description down below if you want to go and read it all for yourself and maybe download it. It's 60 pages long, but I'll just go through the most important bits right here and, you know, what the results of the study are. It reads, sparked by the killing of George Floyd in police custody, the 2020 Black Lives Matter protests have brought a new wave of attention to the issue of inequality within criminal justice. However, many public health officials have warned that mass protests could lead to the reduction in social distancing behavior, spurring a resurgence of COVID-19, which, according to, you know, the whole government narrative and the government policies, obviously this is in line with it and makes sense, right? This study uses newly collected data on protests in 315 of the largest US cities to estimate the impacts of mass protests on social distancing and COVID-19 case growth. Event study analyzers provide strong evidence that net stay-at-home behavior increased following protest onset, consistent with the hypothesis that non-protest behavior was substantially affected by urban protesters. We find no evidence that urban protests reignited COVID-19 case growth during the more than 3 weeks following protest onset. We conclude that predictions of broad negative public health consequences of Black Lives Matter protests were far too narrowly conceived. So basically what it's saying is all these thousands and thousands of people who gathered for these protests and who were not, you know, socially distancing, who were even laying down on streets, basically did not create a resurgence in cases. And this is key because we have a piece of research with data, you know, that actually proves this. And I thought, you know, when this whole BLM protest started, I was like, this, if anything, is going to give us some good data on coronavirus. And I'm really happy that they carried out this study because the media, as you can imagine, didn't really talk about it much because it doesn't really fit their narrative. And if you applied your brain from when the pandemic and when the lockdown started, or at least a little bit into it, right? Because at the beginning, we didn't have any data and we couldn't really critically analyze it. But you would have quickly realized that it's just a lot of fear-mongering by the media and it's just been completely blown out of proportion. Just remember that up until that point when the BLM protest started, all the media was talking about and it had done for months was COVID and how this was the worst thing that has happened in so long, maybe ever, and it's gonna kill so many people. But then the BLM protest happened and, you know, the media's like, oh, you know, this is what we need to talk about now. And they just got fully behind it. That's all we were hearing about, even though all the protesters were basically not adhering to any of the social distancing rules, which up until the day before, the week before, the media was saying was so important. And the same thing goes with not just the media, but all the people who followed that narrative as well, who, you know, just until a week ago, COVID was the worst thing ever. A week later, COVID's just gone out of the window and who cares anymore. There's even a term for this in the field of psychology, which is cognitive dissonance, which is when a person or I guess a group of people have two different belief which contradict each other, two different ideas. There's been so much misinformation. Like, in my personal opinion, lockdown, I'm not saying it shouldn't have happened because from, you know, what we knew at the time, you know, it was prudent to do so. But the fact already that they're talking about a second wave coming later, that's already building up fear and anxiety in people. And that's what the media does, because it gives them news and it gives government power, because when people are in a state of fear, it gives government more power, because they step in and they're like, don't worry, you know, we've got this, we'll know how to solve the problem. People look to that and they're like, okay. And then usually that always comes in the form of giving up more of your freedom, which is exactly what's happened in this case as well. Do you remember, for example, Neil Ferguson, who said, estimated there was going to be 500,000 people who are going to die because of coronavirus if we did not social distance, if we didn't go into lockdown. And then he proceeded to not respect the lockdown himself. Like, that just goes to show that he himself does not believe the study that he produced. And I mean, if you go and look at Neil Ferguson's history of study, like, he's gotten plenty of predictions wrong. But, you know, other than that, for me at this point, it's just clear that another lockdown is just not conceivable. Like, if at the beginning we had an emergency, we didn't have ventilators, for example, fair enough. But now time has passed, we should be ready if anything like this occurred again, which wasn't as bad as it is made out to be, just because of the death rate was not as bad. Like, so much about the asymptomatic, and then even the WHO came out and said that asymptomatics don't have a really low rate of contagion, and you know, that's basically 80% of all people are asymptomatic, which is just crazy. You know, I mean, you just have to look at the data that we now have, and you can really quickly realize, you know, what this situation is like. Anyway, having said that, that's obviously the first part of the study, which gives us that conclusion. But then the explanation of it, the study says, is, as we saw earlier, because the urban protests were substantially affected by non-protests behavior. So basically, the people that were not in the BLM protests, that were staying at home, because they were social distancing more than usual, not going out as much, I guess. I mean, what? Now, I just want you to stop for a second and get rid of your preconceived ideas about the whole COVID-19 situation, your preconceived ideas about BLM, and your preconceived ideas about politics, your political stance, and all of that. And tell me rationally, does this make any sense to you? Does it make any sense that research has determined that protests may have been offset by an increase in social distancing among those who decided not to march? That is just completely absurd. If you were to say this about anything else, nobody would ever believe this. Just because people at home supposedly social distance more, it does not make any sense. And from that, I conclude that this was, you know, they did come to this conclusion of very important information about how, you know, all these gatherings are not as dangerous, and the whole COVID scare is not as dangerous as, you know, we've been told by the media, etc. But they had to find a way to fit it in with the narrative, and therefore they just gave this as, you know, as an excuse. And it's unfortunate that people have lost their lives, and, you know, that's for every person that dies, right? For any given situation. But this is not a reason to keep people in constant fear mode of a second wave and everything that comes with that narrative, because the reality is that this virus is not as bad as we've been told. There's lots of other diseases that kill a lot more, lots of other viruses and stuff like that, for which we do not shut down countries, for example. Furthermore, during lockdown, I've been in Italy for all this period of time, basically, and which is one of the countries that's been most affected by coronavirus. And over the last, I'd say, couple months now, everybody's been able to go out, all businesses have opened. Obviously, there's some precautions when it comes to masks, and I think that's completely fine. Although people, I think, should be responsible, don't need the government to be forcing, you know, and taking away their liberty from them, you know, with government policies and stuff like that. Because I wear the mask initially when I didn't really know what was going on, because it was the prudent thing to do. And I did it because I was using my head and not because the government was telling me to, you know. And I still bring it around now with myself, because otherwise they won't let you into certain places and stuff. But for the most part, everybody is going out and everything's back to normal. And guess what? There's not been a resurgence in cases, except, you know, a bit here and there in certain places, but nothing to be, you know, really scared about or anything like that. So that's just more proof about, you know, what this study found and the gatherings and the contagion rate of this virus. But yeah, let me know in the comments down below what you think. We'll have a discussion. And yeah, make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed, subscribe for more, and I'll catch you guys next time. I'm out. Peace.